SBC, the Swiss Broadcasting Corporation, presents Musica Helvetica. Today, International Swiss Hits.
Village au fond de la vallée, comme égaré, presque ignoré, voici dans la nuit étoilée qu'un nouveau-né nous est donné. Jean-François Nico, il se nomme, il est joufflu, tendre et rosé. À l'église, beau petit homme, demain tu seras baptisé.
Une cloche sonne, sonne, sa voix d'écho en écho. Dites au monde qui s'étonne, c'est pour Jean-François Nico. C'est pour accueillir une âme, une fleur qui s'ouvre au jour. À peine une flamme, encore faible qui réclame protection, tendresse, amour.
The song Les Trois Cloches is one of the many delightful melodies which the very popular French-Swiss chansonnier Jean Villard, better known under his pen name Gilles, has written in the course of a long and highly successful career, and we've heard it in its original version, sung by the composer and his friend and accompanist, Albert Hurfer. Edith Piaf and the Compagnons de la Chanson launched it in the French-speaking world, and as the Three Bells, in an English version, it even made the American hit parade. But not enough. A few years later, it was back at the top of the U.S. hit parade for a second time, now performed by an American vocal group called The Browns. The Jimmy Brown song, as it also became known, has been an international standard ever since. The years before the Second World War were a particularly fruitful period in Swiss songwriting, and many of those melodies had a strong Swiss flavor and were aimed at stimulating Swiss patriotic feeling. But their success, for understandable reasons, was limited to Switzerland only. One notable exception was a tune by Arthur Boyle entitled Nach dem Regen scheint Sonne, After the Rain the Sun Must Shine, which was to become an international hit under the yodeling title Tuli Uli Duli. Here it is in a new interpretation by the orchestra and chorus of Joe and Willy Schmidt. Willy used to be a member of the Schmidt Trio, which also included his sister Claire Lee and his brother Werner, and no doubt was Switzerland's internationally most famous vocal group in the years before and after World War II. Songwriting singer Pierre Dudon, a native of Lausanne, is one of the very few Swiss who has been able to break into that select circle of chansonniers for which Paris is justly famous, and he also made a name for himself as an actor. Today he lives most of the time at his country retreat in Canada, but some of his songs continue to enjoy great international popularity. Clopin, Clopin, which he here sings himself, was his greatest hit.
Et je m'en vais, clopin, clopin, dans le soleil et dans le vent. De temps en temps, le cœur chancelle, il y a des souvenirs qui s'amoncellent. Et je m'en vais, clopin, clopin, en promenant mon cœur d'enfant. Comme s'envole une hirondelle, la vie s'enfuit à tire d'aile, et ça fait mal au cœur d'enfant qui s'en va seul, clopin, clopin. Je suis né avec des yeux d'ange et des fossettes au creux des joues. J'ai perdu mes joues et mes langes, et j'ai cassé tous mes joujoux. Je me suis regardé dans une glace et j'ai vu que j'avais rêvé. Je me suis dit, faudra bien que je m'y fasse. Tout finira par arriver. Comme s'envole une hirondelle, la vie s'enfuit à tire d'aile, et ça fait mal à tous les cœurs d'enfants qui s'en vont tout seuls, clopin, clopin, qui s'en vont tout seuls, clopin, clopin, qui s'en vont tout seuls, clopin, clopin, qui s'en vont tout seuls.
There is one Swiss song which gained truly worldwide fame and was translated into more than a dozen languages. Trumpeter Eddie Calvert made it popular in Britain and singer Eddie Fisher in America, Oh Mein Papa. It is actually a melody from the musical Der Schwarze Hecht, Fireworks, by composer Paul Burkhardt, who has distinguished himself in many other fields of music. We asked Mr. Burkhardt to play the piano introduction to his famous tune, which will then be interpreted by the German-Swiss Radio Light Orchestra, directed by Hans Merkel. Southern Italian-speaking Switzerland leans heavily towards neighboring Italy in its taste for popular music. No wonder the internationally most successful hit ever produced there is also in a romantic Italian vein. Ti ricorderai di me, you will remember me, was written by the late Fernando Paggi and is sung here by Anita Traversi together with the Southern Swiss Radio Light Orchestra founded by Mr. Paggi.
Che te ne andrai e mi lascerai per non ritornare. Un breve istante poi, dove sarai? piangerò, non ti chiederò di restare ancora. Ma prima di partire, mi vuoi tu dire, ti ricorderai di me, del povero mio cuore, e viver non potrà senza il tuo amore. Ti ricorderai di me e sola resterò, sognando i baci tuoi.
A few years ago, Switzerland had a little sensation in the field of songwriting. Three bearded young men, who in the guise of roving minstrels with their singing and playing used to entertain the guests of some of the popular pubs of Zurich and of other localities, presented a record with a tune that became a smash hit. Grüezi wohl, Frau Stirnimann. Hello, Mrs. Stirnimann, was based on a Swiss folk melody, but its interpretation was a combination of American bluegrass, Irish fiddling, and Swiss country music, with a shot of swing added for good measure. Before long, the whole of Switzerland was humming this tune, and it also spilled over into the neighboring countries, even as far as Great Britain. Here it is in its original version by the Minstrels.
Woo!
Every year, Eurovision, the network of West European television stations and services, presents its Grand Prix de la Chanson, in which the different affiliated nations compete each with a new song of its own. The first such competition was held in 1956. At that time, it was still only a radio event, and it was won by a melody from Switzerland, a song entitled Refrain and written by Géo Vumar with lyrics by Émile Garda. 7 years and seven competitions later, the same songwriting team almost managed to duplicate their initial success by placing themselves a very close second in the 1963 Grand Prix de la Chanson with a song called T'en va pas, Don't Go Away. We'll close this program of international Swiss hits with a special arrangement of those two very successful songs, played by the French-Swiss Radio Light Orchestra under Luc Hoffmann, with Géo Vumar himself at the piano.
You just heard International Swiss Hits, another program in the Swiss Broadcasting Corporation's transcription series, Musica Helvetica. This feature was written, produced, and presented by Lance Shannon.